Welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. It's a new year. Is it a new financial you kind of year? How do you get started using the new year as a chance to reset and change your financial life? That's what we're going to cover today. Use the new year as an opportunity and a chance to change your mindset around finances. I have some very actionable tips that you can take into the new year. And the money talking points for today's episode are, what tip can I use to improve my money situation? And what can I do to help someone else stay accountable to their goals? With all of that in mind, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have the time to research and learn about all things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. So we're going to be covering some New Year's resolution type tips today. I want to discuss how you can change your mindset around money and how you can change your mindset financially when it comes to the changes you want to make so that you can get running with them, get off on the right foot, and get going towards those changes that you want to make and that you can actually make them this time around. As cheesy as resolutions might be, the new year is a good chance to use it as a way to set some new goals or start some new ideas. It's a perfect breaking point in the calendar to allow our minds to reset. And the reason why it works for some people is that they use it as a chance to reset and use that breaking point in the calendar as that opportunity to commit to some new changes. So I think everyone has the chance to do this. You can do it whether you're listening to this on New Year's Day or whether you're listening to it in the middle of June. There's always an opportunity to use some sort of a breaking point as a mindset shift. And I'm going to have some actionable tips for you in today's episode that you can take into your future when it comes to making those changes that you want to see in your financial life. So let's dive right in to the impact of changing and using the new year's to your advantage. Changing your money habits can and will very likely be life-changing if you're changing them in a good way. If you're setting out to change your financial habits in a bad way, then obviously that's probably not going to be a good thing. But you may finally get to take that trip that you've always wanted to take because of the changes you're going to make in the coming weeks. In the coming years, you're going to finally get hit that goal. You're going to get out of under all that weight of all the debt you're in. If you're buried in credit card debt, that can be a really heavy burden on most people because you don't know where your next meal is going to come from because everything's going towards minimum payments on credit cards so that you can keep that coveted credit score number nice and high. You got to make all those minimum payments, and that can be a lot of weight on your shoulders, especially if some sort of emergency happens. And if you start changing your money habits, you can get your savings to a very comfortable point. And then the awesome goal is to achieve financial independence where you don't have to work anymore, where money becomes optional because you're set up in a way and invested in a way where you don't need to make more income. And it's a really fun place to get to. Financial independence is going to allow you, hopefully, when you're on that journey, to shift your mindset towards realizing money is just a tool. Money isn't the end-all be-all. It's a tool that allows you to do other things in your life. So, how do you actually make these changes? Let's talk about that next. How do you actually make these changes? And what are these changes? Well, the first one is to start small. Look back a few episodes for that one. How do you actually start small? I have a bunch of tips on that in episode 64. My podcast has a whole bunch of ideas, over a year's worth of episodes that you can take and implement. There's different things about automating your savings, sinking funds, budgeting. What if you hate budgeting? What if you really want to buy something? Impulse shopping. There's a whole bunch of topics that I've covered throughout the history of this podcast that would be a great starting point if you identify some specific place that you want to start making those changes in your financial life. But some of the bigger ones are, and some of the bigger things to implement are getting out of debt, starting to save for retirement, doubling your savings rate or getting it to 25%. You need to make sure with that savings rate one though that you're still living your life. Do not double your savings rate from 25% to 50% unless you make more money than you could possibly need and you're just shoveling it away for generational wealth. 25%, I would say, is a good cap number to get to when it comes to how high you want to get your savings rate to go, because you need that other 75% to live your life and do what you want to do. But let's talk about getting out of debt. It can be really, 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 really hard. It can have a lot of weight behind it. It can be really difficult. It can be really daunting. It can be so intimidating that it causes you not to do anything about it, which is very hard. But the credit card companies and banks want you to stay in debt. They're going to keep offering you more and more like loan opportunities and debt tools. That way you can stay in debt, because as long as you're paying interest, they're making money. But how do you get out of debt? Well, you got to start small, set up a plan, set up what's called the debt avalanche or the debt snowball. Depends on whether you want the mental boost of the snowball or you want the mathematical savings of the avalanche method. Let me explain the two real quick. A debt snowball is where you take the smallest amount and you start paying that one off first, which causes you to get a huge mental boost behind paying off those smaller debt amounts. And then as you get rolling, you put that extra money towards the bigger and bigger debts, hence the term snowball, because it gets bigger and bigger as you go. The avalanche, however, starts with the big one. It starts really, really big, and then it just comes crashing down. An avalanche allows you to save money on interest because you're paying off your highest balances first. But what about saving for retirement? There are so many questions when it comes to saving for retirement. It can start really simply. Just start looking up one question a day. But whatever you do when you're just getting started, keep it super simple with index funds. Keep it simple with a Vanguard S&P 500 or a Vanguard Total Market Fund. Keep it super duper simple. Don't stress yourself out trying to somehow magically pick which stock or which company to invest in, because guess what? Professionals can't even do it better than the index funds. Over the last 5 years, I believe the number I saw online was that zero actively managed funds outperformed their benchmark index funds. Zero. Zero professionals can pick stocks correctly, so why do us regular people who aren't professionals in finance think we can pick the correct stocks? It's just gambling at that point. Keep it simple with index funds and take the gambling out of it. Just invest in the whole market. But start by looking up one question a day. I have several episodes on my podcast about different financial topics surrounding retirement, whether it's automating your investing for retirement or simple index funds. Start with one of those podcast episodes. Start simple with one question a day. If I'm going to lay out a quick outline for you of where to start with investing for retirement or saving for retirement, start by asking your employer if you have a 401k, and then ask, do we offer a company match? If they say yes, make sure you're contributing enough every single paycheck to get that company match. That way you can take advantage of that, and then make sure your 401k is invested in something like an S&P 500 fund. That's all you have to do. That's how you can get started. And then celebrate. Celebrate that you're saving for retirement. If you're already past that point, start looking into things like IRAs, savings rates. Just keep it super simple. Don't stress yourself out, because it's not worth it and it's not that hard. Keep it simple. Email me if you have any questions, and I'd love to help you set up maybe a little bit of a framework of some steps that you can take towards getting started with saving for your retirement. So how do you actually change your mindset? Let's talk about that next. Changing your mindset. How do you do it? Well, starting small is the only way. Looking at the big picture can be helpful and get you inspired, but it doesn't actually get things done. What are the small steps that you can do now that are going to help you accomplish that bigger picture? And if you're not sure, then think about the big picture. Dream about what you want to do when you're retired. Okay, dream about it. Give you a few seconds to think about that. Okay, maybe you want to be someone who road trips regularly, or let's avoid travel because I think that's a common one that's used. Let's say you're someone who really enjoys woodworking or crafts or like sewing. Say that is your main hobby that you want to do a lot when you're retired. You want to make sure that all the kids in your neighborhood have socks and hats and gloves and things like that, and you're really good at sewing those. Or you want to make sure that anyone who needs something built or fixed, that you can do the job for them. And part of your retirement is being available for that, which means you have to have money saved to replace your income so that you're available on anyone's timeline, because you just want to be there to help people. So where do you actually start small to accomplish that big goal? Well, you need to start small now by making sure you're getting your employer's company match and your 401k. That's a small step that's going to help you accomplish that big retirement goal that you have. Starting small with something like that. Let's look at something else. Let's say you want to save up to buy a really, really nice e-bike. You want an e-bike that's going to last you for years, and you can dream about never having to drive a car again. So how do you actually get that e-bike? Well, dreaming about never having a car again isn't going to do it. Starting small with a sinking fund is how you're going to do it. By budgeting every single month and setting a deadline or a timeline that you want to have that money saved by is how you're actually going to accomplish that dream. So make sure you start small. It's the only way to change your mindset to help you actually get anything done. But I want to cover some questions and talk about the money talking points today, so let's cover that next. Okay, let's cover the money talking questions. The first one is, what tip can I use to improve my money situation? I think the tip that I would like to look into next year is to increase our savings rate. And email me what money goal you want to achieve or implement in the next year, and I'd be happy to help you stay accountable to it. Find our social media post for this episode and comment it there if you know which tip you want to use to improve your money situation. I'd love to interact with you on this money talking point. That way we can work together and help keep each other accountable. But like I said, mine is likely going to be to increase our savings rate. Now, the next money talking point is, what can I do to help someone else stay accountable to their goals? Accountability partners can be huge in getting you to stay on track with your goals. If you have someone to follow up or remind you about your goal, then you can actually stay on track. It's way easier. So what can you do to help someone else stay accountable to their goals? Maybe ask them that first point. What are you looking to do to improve in 2023? And whether it's financially related or not, ask them, how can I help with that? Can I follow up with you regularly on that? Is there something I can do to help you stay accountable? Do you want me to text you every fourth Tuesday after the 20th of the month or something weird like that? Maybe you have some sort of weird frequency that they want you to help them keep on track. Maybe it's the third Thursday of the every other quarter. I don't know. Establish a frequency to check in with your accountability partners. That way you can actually stay accountable towards your goals. So again, money talking points are, what tip can I use to improve my money situation? Talk about this with other people. Maybe help them identify how they can improve their money situation, or give them some tips to start small. Make sure you start small. Second money talking point is, what can I do to help someone else stay accountable to their goals? But let's wrap up today's episode next. Guess what? You can do it. You can make the change that you want to for the new year. Starting small is key, as if I haven't said it enough this episode. I promise that when you do start small, you're going to see a lot of momentum towards your goals. But this episode honestly could be really helpful for a friend who wants to make a money change in their life. So please be sure to share it with a friend. That's the best thing you can do to help this podcast grow. And we are growing. We're getting so close to 1,000 listens, and we may have already passed it by the time this episode comes out. And that's because each and every one of you listening and sharing with your friends. So please make sure to share and start having a money talk with your friends. If you want someone to help you check in on your money goals, shoot me an email. I'd be happy to help you stay on track. Thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.